still say 18 weeks in the ordinary time too. The reading. The first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses 1 to 2, 12 to 15, and 18 to 22. The following message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write all the words I have spoken to you in a book. For thus says the Lord, incurable is your wound, rivet your bruise, there is none to bleed your cause. No remedy for your running sword, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. I struck you as an enemy would strike, punish you cruelly. Why cry out over your wound? Your pain is without relief. Because of your great guilt, your numerous sins, I have done this to you. Thus say the Lord. See, I will restore the tent of Jacob, his dwelling I will pity. Cities shall be rebuilt upon hills, and palaces restored as it was. From them will resound song of praise, the laughter of happy men. I will make them not few, but many. They will not be tiny, for I will glorify them. His sons shall be as of old. His assembly before me shall stand firm. I will punish all his oppressors. His leader shall be one of his own, and his ruler shall come from his skin. When I summon him, he shall approach me. How else should one take the deadly risk of approaching me? Say the Lord, you shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Gospel from Matthew, chapter 15, verses 1 to 2 and 10 to 14. Then the Pharisee and scribe came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat. And he called the people to him and said to them, hear and understand, not what goes in the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then the disciple came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? He answered, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are plant guys. If a plant man leaves a plant man, both will sell into a pit. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Clean hands or pure heart. Eating and drinking in a way to protect health is the desire of most people. In the United States of America, there is a governmental organization called United States Department of Agriculture, USDA. We have a duty to control all consumed food. If any food does not meet their standard, They shall command the sailor to destroy them, because they are dangerous to public health. The Jew in general, and especially the ultra-Orthodox Jews, are carefully to keep katrut, or kosher law. This law describes weak food can be consumed and weak food not. Moreover, this law also describes in detail how to prepare and to eat permitted food. Generally, this law is under a rabbi provision. Today's reading emphasizes on the dangers of inside sin than outside purity. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah advised the Israelites to recognize their sin against God and return to Him instead of complaining about their sufferings. In the Gospel, when there were some Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem came to Jesus and questioned Him, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles that person, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one." Second, analysis. The first reading. Why cry out over your wound? Your pain is without relief. Because of your great guilt, your numerous sins, I have done this to you. Third point. God fathomed all the Israelites' sin. Why did God heavily punish Israel? From the first few chapters of his book, the prophet Jeremiah nakedly displayed the sin of the Israelites in Judah. Their most heavy sin is to forget about God. They did not remember Him anymore and followed their leaders to worship the foreign gods. The priests asked not, "Where is the law?" Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after Zunes idols. See Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8. If the leaders of the nation ignore God, there is no surprise when people also declare, "We have moved on. We will come to you no more." See Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31. Their second sin is to kill the innocent. God continually sent His prophet to them to point out their sin and to call them to repent. They did not want to listen to them, but also persecuted them and even killed them. Jeremiah accused them, "Your sword devoured your prophet like a ravening lion." Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 30. Moreover, they also used their power to maltreat the poor by taking away their houses and land. You, on whose clothing there is the life blood of the innocent, whom you found committing no burglary. Jeremiah 2, verse 34. Second point. People only worship the God by outside ceremonies. One of the reasons why they refuse to repent is because they did not recognize their sin, as they proudly declared, "I am innocent." At least, His anger is turned away from me. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 33. Or they thought that, no matter how big their sin is, it can be forgiven if they offer good sacrifice to God in the Jerusalem temple as described by the law. The prophet Jeremiah corrected them about this wrong conception. Are you to steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, go after strange gods that you know not, and then come to stand before me in this house which bears my name and say, we are safe, we can commit all the abomination again? Had this house which bears my name become in your eyes a den of thieves? I too see what is being done, say the Lord. See Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. However, God is still generous with the Israelites. If they repent and return, He shall let them return to their country to reestablish it and to rebuild the temple. He shall punish their enemies and reconnect His former relationship with them, and they shall be recovered. The Gospel. The scribe and the Pharisee paid attention to physical cleanliness. Jesus concerned about moral purity. The third point. The scribe and the Pharisee paid attention to clean hands. They questioned Jesus, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." The reason for their scolding is the tradition of the elders. This is from human tradition, not from God, as the Ten Commandments. Jesus' explanation for His disciples is clearer in Mark's Gospel, which said, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus He declared all food clean." See Mark chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. Second point. Jesus concerned about the pure heart. The important question which Jesus wanted to raise is, what defiles people? And He gave a clear answer. Hear and understand. It is not what enters one mouth that defiles that person, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one. Mark's account listed all things which defile people. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All the evil come from within, and they defile. See Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. These are disciples confused because they are also the Jews and knew the importance of kosher law, came to Jesus and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He said in reply, "Every plant that my heavenly Father had not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are plant guys. If a plant person leads a plant person, both will fall into the pit." One question is raised. Did Jesus encourage people to eat with dirty hands? It is certainly that he did not encourage it, but he wanted them to open their eyes to recognize that what is more important between the two, clean hands or pure heart. The kosher law was made by human beings to keep food clean. It is not able to keep the heart clean. God, who fathom all things in mind, value pure heart than clean hand. Application in life. We should pay attention to clean hand, but a special attention to pure heart. When God judges us, he shall not judge according to what was outside, but what happened in our heart. We should try to foresee what shall happen to us if our leader only pay attention to what are outside and not the inside qualities. Jesus gave us the answer. If a plant person leads a plant person, both will fall into a pit. We should not let such leader to guide us. Amen.